special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery High School. I'm Ed Thurman joining you tonight here on J Country 101 WPGW. Happy to be with you tonight. It is senior night for the Lady Indians tonight as they close out the regular season. They have two seniors who were honored here just a moment ago, and a third, a special student, because she was playing her last home game here, simply because she is a Fort Exchange student. The three being Whitley Rammel, who has played a lot of sports here over the past 4 years and is going to take her volleyball talents down to East Tennessee State after graduation. She'll be playing her final home game here this evening. Also, along with that, she's joined by Grace Guggenbiller, 5'10 senior, who is also playing her final home game here tonight. And then also, Amalia Jimenez-Martin is playing her final game here. She is a foreign exchange student from Spain, but they also honored her on this senior night and also did a very nice thing. Salina, tonight's opponent, has just one senior, and they even gave a nice flower and a nice little ovation for her. Zoe Burns from Salina also honored. They figured, hey, it's senior night. They have one. Why not introduce her as well? And they did, and a very nice touch. Well, coming into tonight's game, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians coming off a tough loss last night, but building and improving, as Holly Yan said after last night's game, in which they lost to Minster by a score of 46-38, a game they were right there with them most of the second half. Got off to a slow start and really came back with fire and almost pulled that game out last night over Minster, but falling just short. So they come into tonight's game with a record of 5 wins and 16 losses. The opposition tonight, the Salina Lady Bulldogs, they are 4-13 under the tutelage of Brandon Rustin, their head coach. And these two Mercer County rivals, they may not be in the same conference, but they're in the same county. They are neighbors, and so this ought to be a good one tonight. We've got the Lady Indians and the Lady Bulldogs coming up tonight. Stay with us. We've got basketball action here on J Country 101, and we're hoping that you'll stay around with us as we get there tonight. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians take on the Salina Lady Bulldogs. And our junior varsity game tonight started off close with 6-6 after one quarter, and it was 15-12 Fort Recovery at halftime, but then the Lady Indians pulled away in the second half, led 27-16 after three quarters, and win the game by a score of 37-26, leading the way tonight. Kind of appropriate that Amalia Jimenez-Martin led the way with 10 points for Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold added 6 in a nice balanced attack for them. So the JV winning by a score tonight of 37-26 over Salina. Well, tournament time rapidly approaching. The tournament for Fort Recovery begins next Thursday, the 17th, and they'll be playing Waynesfield Goshen. And that'll be over at Spencerville, and that game tips off at 7:30 that night. If the Lady Indians win, they would likely play Minster again, the same team they played just last night, and that was a heck of a game, and, well, more than likely it would be a heck of a game if they could get there. So we'll see. We'll be covering the Lady Indians. Rob Weaver will be on hand for that starting a week from Thursday. Yeah, just about 9 days away as we're getting into tournament action. Hey, want to wish best of luck tonight. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna in Portland would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Dr. Thomas Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He's now accepting new patients. You'll find the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Getting set for the national anthem and the introductions of the starting lineups. We will be back in a couple of minutes with the game tonight here on Jay Country 101.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Ready for the starting lineups tonight for the Salina Lady Bulldogs, coached by Brandon Rustin. They'll be starting Kalia Billingsley, a junior, also Peyton Burkey, a junior. Zoe Burns is the only senior on the Salina team. She will be Bruins make it. They've got it misspelled here. So Bruins will be starting, the only senior for Salina this evening. Kyra Dirksen at a guard position, and also Taylor Klingshern. She is a junior. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, starting tonight, of course, the two seniors, Whitley Rammel, the 6'3 senior, and also Grace Guggenbiller, the 5'10 senior. And then joining them in the starting lineup tonight, Kennedy Mullenkamp, 6-foot freshman, Callie Wendell, 5'4 sophomore, and Carly Niekamp, 5'11 freshman. She'll be starting for the Lady Indians tonight. Lady Indians at 5-16, and the Salina Lady Bulldogs, 4-13. So it looks to be a good matchup tonight. Good crowd here on hand tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our first quarter being brought to you by Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Ask about Count Pharmacy's weekly prescription program with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, your friendly Health Mart pharmacy. Ready for action tonight. Lady Indians in the white uniforms with the purple trim. And the visiting Salina Bulldogs in their green uniforms with the white trim. Tournament play begins next week. Hard to believe that, but that is the case. So we will be there to follow the Lady Indians starting next Thursday night over at Spencerville when they'll open up play and they take on Waynesfield Goshen. 7:30 is game time. That'll be a week from Thursday. All right. Holly Gann very excited about her team tonight. She was very excited about how they played last night. Even a losing effort, did get off to a slow start, but they really showed a lot of fight the last three quarters. And so she was extremely pleased with how her team overcame some early adversity and came back from an 11-12-point deficit. Actually took the lead on one or two occasions in the second half, but couldn't hold it. And consequently, they fell by 8 points last night to Minster. So the Indians 5-16, the Bulldogs 4-13 as we go here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday evening. By the time the game's done, you Indiana University basketball fans will be switching you up to Evanston, Illinois, where the Hoosiers will be playing Northwestern tonight. That game doesn't tip off until about 9:05, so you're not going to miss much, if anything, with that one tonight. Just some of the pregame show. We'll be switching there after our broadcast is completed tonight. Whitley Rammel will be jumping it up for the Indians, and she's going to be going up against Taylor Klingshern. Klingshern at about 6 feet, and Whitley Rammel listed at 6'3". All right, we are ready. Indians go right to left on your radio here in the first half. First quarter being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. And the ball is in the air, tap controlled by the Indians, and this game is underway. Kennedy Mullenkamp will walk it up court, goes far side over to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell out in front, waving some people around, and Salina looks to be throwing a 1-2-2 zone at him. Over to Mullenkamp on the wing, goes cross court to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell looking inside. They look, nowhere to go. Now far side it goes to Niekamp, and now back out to Mullenkamp. They'll wing it around to Callie Wendell. Looking inside, can't find anybody there. Cross-court it. Here's Wendell out front with it at the top of the key. Back to Mullenkamp. Working patiently. Now to Niekamp, and they just can't find anything and can't find anybody in the middle or in the corners. Wendell takes it over to the far side. They go into the corner to Niekamp. Niekamp inside. We got a pushing foul inside called against Salina. The pass was about to go inside to Whitley Rammel, and she was fouled on the play. And charge the foul against Salina's first foul of the game. They call that on Billingsley, so Kylie Billingsley picks up the foul, her first, team's first. And here's Mara Pearson coming into the Fort Recovery lineup. Here's the inbounds pass way out in front to Rammel. Rammel looks, right side pass goes to Mullenkamp, and now it's to Pearson. They go down low inside to Niekamp, working it around the perimeter, looking for a shot and just not really finding it. Good defensive pressure here by Salina in the early going. Until you figure out a zone, it's going to be tough on you. A drive along the baseline. Over it goes to Mullenkamp. Out in front to Pearson. Pearson dumps it inside. It's knocked around loose and picked away by Salina. As it's taken out of there by Klingshern. Klingshern gets it on up the right side. That's to Dirksen. Dirksen back out in front for Salina. And now it goes to Bruins. Bruins looking in the middle. Knocked away. We're going to have a foul called inside against the Lady Indians. And Whitley Rammel is going to pick up that one. So Rammel picks up the first foul for the Indians tonight. We've played a minute and a half and still no score. Calp Pharmacy for handicapped medical equipment. Visit them. Their handicapped medical equipment center in Fort Recovery in the Industrial Park. Salina will inbound it out in front, and pressure really being put on defensively by Fort Recovery. Right side wing is Dirksen. Dirksen feeds it out front to Klingshern, and Klingshern can't go any place and goes right over to Dirksen. Dirksen into the corner. Here is Billingsley driving the baseline. Her pass out in front, almost stolen. Picked up by Klingshern. Klingshern working it back out in front. We have not had a field goal attempt by either team yet. Here's the first one, and it's around the rim and out by Klingshern. And on the rebound, we got a foul that's going to be called inside. And that foul is going to go against Fort Recovery. So the second team foul against the Lady Indians, with the foul going to be called against Guggenmiller. So Grace Guggenmiller gets it. Free throws up and in. And there's your first point of the game as Peyton Berkey gets the free throw. It's 1-0 Salina. Just underway here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Here's the second shot on the way, and that one's bounding too long. But the rebound comes off to Billingsley, back out front, shot up and in, and give the basket there to Klingshern. And it becomes 3-0, a three-point play the hard way. Nearly a steal in the backcourt by Salina. Niekamp will get it in the corner, far side to Mara Pearson. Down low to Rammel. Rammel puts it inside, can't get it. Had her own rebound, couldn't get that one to go. This time the rebound taken out of there by Berkey of Salina, and the Bulldogs have it. They lead it 3-0. Far side, and that's a travel violation. Little head fake there by Klingshern, and she clearly moved her pivot foot. And the ball goes right back to Fort Recovery. And Callie Wendell's going to check back in for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will sit down. 5:31 to go in the first quarter, 3-0 in favor of Salina. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Indians look for their first points. Far side, it's over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller out in front. Now it's to Callie Wendell. Wendell out on the perimeter, looking inside, nowhere to go with it. Across the court, over it goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, they go into the corner, driving as Pearson. Trapped along the baseline, and she apparently stepped on the baseline. Official right down there, looking, pointed at her toes, said, "You're on it, young lady." Substitution here for Salina. Amelia Lutz will come in, the junior. Full court pressure, almost stolen away in the backcourt. And Salina having some trouble. Here is Klingshern, just now crossing the 10-second line. Takes it all the way down, can't shoot. Near side over it goes to Lutz. Lutz across the way, down low. Billingsley up and in. Billingsley has nice size in there and gets the basket. And Salina leads it 5-0. Full court pressure by Salina. And Fort Recovery having trouble with it. Here's the pass on down the left side, and it's knocked out of bounds by Salina. Substitution, and coming in for the Lady Bulldogs, that is going to be, as they will bring in, well, a 40, oh, check it, there we go. They're bringing in Ava Kanapke, young sophomore with some good size. On the rebound, here's the down court pass, no good. Put up by Rammel, no good. Fight for the rebound, put back up, no. Rebound inside by the Indians, put back up and a foul. Good efforts on the offensive boards, just couldn't get the shots over the rim. And then charged the foul to Klingshern. And so Klingshern picks up her first and the second on the team. So at the free throw line, shooting and hitting is Kennedy Mullenkamp, and that finally gets the Indians on the board. It's 5-1. So they went almost 4 minutes without a point here to start the game. Here's the second shot, puts it up, and hits them both. So Mullenkamp makes it a 5-2 ball game, and the full court pressure by the Indians. And the Bulldogs, having trouble getting it across the timeline, finally Klingshern does, takes it all the way down to the baseline, and she stepped out of bounds. Her momentum couldn't stop her, and she stepped out of bounds. She was bound and determined to get down there. Well, she did, but too far. Full court pressure now by Salina. Here is Wendell. Wendell in the backcourt, and Mullenkamp, and feeds it on ahead, and Callie Wendell. Wendell on down inside, going to the basket. Guggenbiller, her shot's no good. Rebound saved in by the Indians. Here's a 15-footer. It's no good by Wendell. Rebound out in front, taken away by Salina. And coming away with it was Dirksen. Dirksen takes it on down near side to Klingshern. Klingshern will drive inside with it, lost control of the ball, and did so because she was bumped and fouled. And the foul's going to go inside against Whitley Rammel, and that's her second. So Whitley Rammel's going to come to the sidelines. Wasn't a lot of contact, but enough to alter the play, so to speak. Carly Niekamp will replace her, and that's the third team foul called against the Indians. In it goes, and a quick basket went right inside to Zoe Bruins, and she laid it right in off the inbounds pass. It's 7-2 in favor of Salina. Indians trapped in the backcourt. Pass ahead, knock loose. Picked back up by Niekamp. Into the corner. Can't get any shot away. Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller gets it out to Rammel and Wendell. And they look. Far side, it is Wendell. Wendell can't shoot. Gives it off to Mara Pearson. Pearson back over. It goes to Wendell. They go in the corner to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller now back in front as they try and set the shot. Pearson now near side to Niekamp. And it goes back to Wendell. And they just can't get inside that zone. Here's a long pass near side. Knocked away. And it's going to be picked up on the corner by Niekamp. Back out in front for the Indians. They work it to the far side. And now it's Mullenkamp who stands over there too far away to shoot. She will not. Bounces it out front. Gives it off to Pearson. Pearson looks. Near side pass intercepted by Salina. It's Klingshern getting it ahead. Up the court with it is Kanapke. Kanapke stands out front and just threw it away in the backcourt, and it's stolen away. Going on down with it is Pearson. No, but she was fouled on the shot. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Made the steal, and as they battled for the ball, she was fouled there by Kyra Dirksen. And that's the first against her, third team foul against Salina. Two free throws coming here for Mara Pearson. Free throw in and out. Rattled around, dropped out. Lots of subs coming in here for Salina as they want some fresh legs out there, apparently. Holstad comes in. Kenley Holstad, a freshman. Second shot is perfect. And Mara Pearson has her first. We got a timeout being called by Salina. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is Salina 7 and Fort Recovery 3. Your first quarter tonight being brought to you by the folks at Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
2:25 to go here in the first quarter, being brought to you by Count Pharmacy. 7-3 is the score. Salina leads it. Kenley Holstad, a freshman, has checked in now for the Bulldogs. Has the ball out at the guard spot. They work it around to the near side. They'll go down low inside to Bruins. Bruins back out in front. Allstad. And now they work it back to Klingshern. They go inside. Indians cut them off. They're not finding much in the way of shots either. Here's a drive. Shot blocked out of bounds. Clean block. No foul was called. And a nice job there on the defense by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She blocked the shot. And Salina will get the ball back. Goes into Klingshern on the far side. Klingshern trying to drive inside. Nowhere to go. And Bruins. Bruins puts up a shot and gets it. Check it. That was Billingsley with the basket to make it a 9-3 ball game. Fort Recovery still looking for their first field goal. A drive on down to the hole, putting it up, and there is that first field goal by Grace Guggenbiller. Took it right down to the hoop and scored. Make it 9-5. A 4-point lead for Salina here late in the first quarter. Against the pressure, they'll break it. On down, driving to the baseline. Shot on the way, won't go. Rebound inside, picked away by Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson is fouled. So there's a foul just about on every play the way it's been going so far. Peyton Berkey picks up the foul. That'll be her first. And it's the fourth team foul against Salina. And coming to the sidelines now is Taylor Klingshern for a breather. And it is Kira Dirksen replacing her. Minute 22 to go in the opening quarter, brought to you by Count Pharmacy. Breakaway by Mara Pearson down for a lay-in. They got a Pearson, a pass down to Pearson, and she just broke away from the defender. Two-point game now at 9-7. Salina leading here in the first quarter. Out in front with it is Dirksen, and Dirksen looks, comes into the corner. She stops and is bumped and fouled. That was kind of an excuse-me foul by Alexis Wendell, going for the steal and did make contact. That's the first foul against her and the fourth team foul against Fort Recovery. Minute two to go here in the opening quarter. Grace Guggenbiller checks out. Inbounds pass. Here's the pass on down low for Salina. They'll kick it out in front. Now near side to Klingshern. Bruins. Bruins back out in front. Driving with it is Dirksen. Can't get a shot away. Here's a pass stolen away, though. Pearson comes up way with it, then loses it. It's picked back up. Salina comes away with it. Far side with it is Bruins. Bruins back in front. It goes out to Holstad. Holstad lobs it down low. They'll kick it back out in front. Down to 35 seconds in the quarter. The pass down low, open for a layup and missing it. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Salina and then put up and in. Kenley Holstad just picked up the loose ball and tossed it in there, and it goes. 11-7, down to the final 20 seconds of the first quarter, and we got a blocking foul going to be called up front. Dirksen got in front, but definitely was not set and just picked up her second foul. That's the fifth team foul against Salina. We have 15.4 seconds to go. And coming out will be Dirksen after getting her second foul. It'll be thrown in for Fort Recovery by Alexis Wendell. Wendell fires it inside. Out front with it is Pearson. Back to Wendell. Wendell on the perimeter. Looking down to 8 seconds. They'll have to hurry here. Down to 4. Down to 3. They're not going to get a shot away. There's a half-court heave. Rimmed off, but I don't know if it would have counted or not, but at the end of the first quarter, it is Salina 11 and Fort Recovery 7. Your first quarter brought to you this evening by Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
One quarter in the books, and Salina leads Fort Recovery here at the Fieldhouse by a score of 11-7. Scoring so far for Fort Recovery, just not enough of it. They only got two field goals there in that first quarter, and they didn't get their first field goal until about 3 minutes to go in it. 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller, 3 for Mara Pearson, and 2 free throws for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kylie Billingsley leading Salina with 4 points, 1 for Peyton Berkey, couple for both Bruins and Klingshern, and 2 off the bench by Kenley Holstad. So we go to the second quarter, and Salina has it and almost turns it over right on the get-go. Out in front with it, driving is Klingshern, gives it on the right side to Dirksen. Dirksen just did throw it away. Well, no, it was touched last by Fort Recovery, they say. Apparently, one of the Indians got a finger on it. So Salina will have the ball. Klingshern looks, seven trouble. Finally, in it goes over to Berkey. Berkey out in front with it. Berkey at center circle now drives to the right side. Nowhere to go with it, and looks and will hand it off out in front. They'll lob it in the middle to Billingsley. Billingsley turns out in front. Here's a long three, and it's good. Klingshern hits the three-pointer. Salina increases the lead to 7 at 14-7. Biggest lead so far. Indians with it. They could use a field goal. Like I said, they were hard to come about in that first quarter. Second quarter tonight being brought to you by K&N Tractor Sales and Service. Scramble for the ball on the far side. We've got a tie-up. And the possession arrow will give it to Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service with New Holland and also Claus Farm Equipment.
Indians will get it inbound. They go to Mara Pearson. She'll cross court it over near side to Guggenbiller. Drives inside. Her shot is short, and the rebound is picked away. Knocked out of bounds, but touched last by Fort Recovery. Klingshern came down with it, was tapped away from her. Full court pressure being applied by Fort Recovery. Indians trail by 7. Up to Klingshern. She will take it all the way down. And Billingsley, back out in front, looking for help. We'll get it over finally to Bertke. Can't get a shot. And now we got apparently a reach-in foul. Boy, there wasn't a whole lot of contact, but Grace Guggenbiller will pick up the foul. That's her second and the team's fifth. Whitley Rammel comes back in. Whitley got 2 quick fouls there in the first quarter and did not see her the rest of that first quarter. And now she's got to play carefully not to get a third before halftime. Back out in front to Billingsley. Billingsley will stop. Goes over on the far side. No way around it. They'll get it back to Billingsley. Takes it down to the baseline. She looks along the baseline. Is trapped. It's knocked away, but was it out of bounds? Yeah, it was. The ball was knocked away by one of the Indians, and before it was picked up, it had bounced out of bounds, so it's going to be Salina ball. It is Bruins coming out for Salina. Klingshern. And they go to Billingsley in the corner. Billingsley turning, looking, drives the baseline. Trapped, and it's knocked out of bounds again by the Indians. 6:21 to go here in the second quarter. It is 14-7 in favor of Salina. Salina with the ball. They go out to Billingsley for a 3. It's way off the mark. Rebounded by Mara Pearson. Pearson pushes the ball up the floor in a hurry. All the way down to the baseline. Turns, gets knocked away, gets knocked to the floor. A scramble, and then I think we have a foul called against Salina. There's a lot of contact over there, and they caught it. And give the foul to Kylie Billingsley. And that'll be her second. That is team foul number 6 against Salina. So Billingsley will come to the sidelines. One more, and the Indians will be shooting some free throws, which they've gotten very good at the last few games. Near side with it along the baseline. Alexis Wendell down to Rammel, who puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound, though, back up, no. And the rebound again by Alexis Wendell. And I think she got fouled. Or did she get tied up? She got tied up. So the ball's going to go to Salina. Boy, that ball just stood on that rim and bounced and would not go in on either of those shots. So close. Salina with the ball. Bulldogs will inbound it deep in the backcourt with it. That is Bertke. Bertke just now into the front court. Bertke looking out front, looking for some help. In trouble now. Used up the dribble. Finally gets it near side to Dirksen. Dirksen can't go anywhere with it. Dirksen puts it on the floor. Into the corner it goes to Klingshern. Klingshern will drive. Kicks it to the corner for an open 3. That is bounding around. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will bring it ahead to Pearson. Mara Pearson with it out in front for Fort Recovery. Near side, they get it to Alexis Wendell, to Pearson. Far side over to Callie Wendell. They work around the perimeter. Down low, they go inside to Alexis Wendell. Her pass then is intercepted. Salina will bring it back up the court. 5 minutes to play first half. 14-7, we're stuck on that one. Been there for a while. Salina with the ball out in front. Klingshern will dump it down low, going up and missing the shot. Rammel got a hand on it and then gets the rebound. Rammel ahead to Pearson. Pearson goes far side from the baseline over to Callie Wendell. Can't get a shot out to Mara Pearson. Now it goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp near side to Alexis Wendell. Back out in front to Pearson. Mara Pearson out near center circle. They'll reset the offense. Into the corner, a 3 on the way. No good by Callie Wendell. The rebound and a collision, and a foul's going to go against Salina. And that's going to put the Indians at the free throw line. Foul is called against Taylor Klingshern, and that's her second. 7th team foul. So going to the free throw line is Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll be shooting 2. First one is up and rolls in. Hung on the rim and finally fell in for her. That's her 3rd point. Carly Niekamp will come back in for the Lady Indians. And also back in for Salina, looks to be Bruins comes back in. 2nd free throw is no good. Rebound picked away by Salina. 14-8 is our score. We're midway here in quarter number 2. Up with it, the far side, Dirksen. Dirksen hands it out front, dumps it down low, threw it away. Was trying to get it down to Amelia Lutz and just whipped it right past her. Ball gives it right back to Fort Recovery, but a timeout being called by Salina. Your second quarter tonight being brought to you by K&L Tractors. And you can see them for your equipment needs. See them in Fort Recovery. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
14-8 our score with 4:18 to go in the second quarter. Lady Indians struggling from the field mightily tonight. They've had so many shots just literally hang on that rim or bounce around and come out. They have only hit two field goals tonight, while Salina has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Neither team shooting lights out, but Salina has hit more, and that's why they have a 6-point lead. Have led by as many as 7. Fort Recovery has it. Mara Pearson into Whitley Rammel, drives in the lane, and her shot is blocked. Picked up inside, up and no good in there by Niekamp. Rebound by the Niekamp again, and this one won't go. Rammel the rebound, though, puts it in. Whitley Rammel on the third try, got it to go. 14-10, Indians within 4. Back in the backcourt with it is Dirksen. Dirksen under pressure. Gets it across the timeline up to Berkey. Berkey will drive it toward the lane. Bounces it off. Here's a long three-pointer. Yes, indeed. Zoe Bruns. She's got 5. That's her first three-pointer of the night by either side. And makes it 17-10. Salina matching its biggest lead. Mara Pearson, far side to Niekamp. Now to Mullenkamp, Niekamp, and near side to Callie Wendell. And they can't. Here's a shot from the corner. That's off the rim, no good by Niekamp. And then a foul on a rebound that I think is going to be called against the Indians. Yes, Carly Niekamp is going to pick up that one. That'll be her first, and that'll be the 6th team foul against Fort Recovery. For the Indians, Callie Wendell will sit down, and she's replaced out there by Grace Guggenbiller. Full court pressure again by Fort Recovery. Indians trailing by 7, 17-10 in the backcourt. Salina having trouble getting across the timeline, finally do. Out in front to Dirksen. Dirksen with it over on the far side, bounces it out front, hands it off now and goes to Lutz. Lutz can't get a shot. Into Billingsley, back to Lutz, and her three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Whitley Rammel. Rammel starting to dominate inside. Gets it on ahead to Mara Pearson. Now they just need to turn the points, some points to the other end. There's a shot, no good. Deep rebound out in front by Mullenkamp, and her putback is good. Kennedy Mullenkamp's first field goal makes it 17-12. 2:25 to go in the first half. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Ball was kicked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. It'll still belong to Salina. Klingshern comes back in for Salina, replacing Lutz. And the Indians will inbound it right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Here's the inbounds pass coming from Klingshern. Goes out front to Dirksen. Dirksen looks from across the way into the middle. They go to Billingsley. Billingsley bounce pass right side over to Klingshern. She can't get a shot away. They work it back out in front, back to Klingshern. And now it goes to Dirksen. Far side, they go down low. Here is Kanapke. Her shot no good, and the rebound by Whitley Rammel again. Brings it on ahead to Pearson. Pearson driving all the way to the hole, puts it up and will not get the runner. The rebound put back up by Niekamp. It won't go. Ball loose out in front. Here's a 5-footer good by Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, they kept battling for it and finally got the shot to go. 17-14, it's a 3-point game now. Under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Salina with the ball, over in the corner with it. That is Billingsley. Tries to drive, cannot, looks, feeds it back out in front. They'll get it over to Bruns, and down low, pass inside to Kanapke. Her shot is way short, and Rammel, who may have actually blocked it, then gets the rebound. Works it ahead, a 3 could tie it here. Here's Pearson, drives right to the basket, gets hit, and no foul was called. Ball came loose and Salina comes away with it. There was a lot of contact there. Surprised that a whistle didn't go off. Here's a pass far side over on the wing to Bruins. Bruins, and now out in front, we got a foul called against Fort Recovery. And that foul goes to Grace Guggenbiller, and that's her third. That's the seventh team foul against Fort Recovery. So Guggenbiller will come out, and Alexis Wendell will come back in. Minute two to go here in the second period. 17-14, Salina leads. And at the free throw line is senior Zoe Bruins, the only senior on this Salina team. Free throw is good. Bruins with 6 points and stretches the lead back out to four, 18-14. We've not been tied. We've had no lead changes, and Salina's led the entire way. Second one, no good. Rebound, Pearson. Pearson off and running. She's going to take it right down, comes out front. Bad pass, but is picked up by Niekamp. Near side with it is Callie Wendell. Turns around, gives it to Niekamp. Down low to Alexis Wendell. To Niekamp, baseline jumper is no good. Rebound put back up, no good again by Fort Recovery. Rebound by Salina. They'll run it into the front. Fort Camp against Fort, the Fort Recovery. Now we'll slow it down. Got a little wild there. No one really was controlling it. Out in front with it here is Klingshern on down to the baseline. 25 seconds to the corner. Lobs it down. She tries to put up a shot. It's blocked. Oh, foul going to be called against Mara Pearson. She thought that she didn't get anything on it, but apparently they said she did. So the first foul against Mara Pearson, eighth team foul against Fort Recovery. 21 and a half seconds to go in the first half. Free throw will be coming to Taylor Klingshern, and the first one's good. She has 6 points, and the lead is five for Salina. Berkey will come back in replacing Billingsley. They want to get her out so she doesn't get a third foul right before halftime. And the free throw coming here for Klingshern. 19-14 is our score. Here's the second shot. It's good. So Klingshern gets it. She's coming out. Same reason. Don't get a third foul before halftime. So now Fort Recovery, probably their last possession of the first half. They could use a basket right before halftime. Down six. Out front, it is Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp goes to Pearson. Far side, Callie Wendell. Mullenkamp now to Pearson. Pearson double team in trouble. Gets it down to Alexis Wendell. Back to Pearson. Her shot partially blocked. It's picked up. No good. The rebound. Battle for it inside. Picked up by Salina. And that's the end of the half. Couple of opportunities there for Fort Recovery. They just couldn't get it and couldn't get the rebound. So we are at halftime, and Salina leads Fort Recovery at the break by a score of 20-14. Your second quarter tonight brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. And the Salina Lady Bulldogs lead Fort Recovery at the half by a score of 20-14. Salina scored the first 5 points of the game, and we have not had a tie, not had a lead change. As Salina has been in control, though Fort Recovery has gotten it down to 2 points on a couple of occasions, but can get no further than that so far. And they have really struggled from the field offensively. And Salina has been able to hit a couple of outside shots. One thing that Fort Recovery does not have, they don't have a three-pointer in the first half. While a couple of those for Salina just hit and miss. We've had a lot of fouls tonight. Let's see, 8 fouls in the first half against Fort Recovery and 7 against Salina. Here's a look at the first half stats for Salina. The Bulldogs being led by Taylor Klingshern. She has 7 points, including one of those three-pointers. 6 points for senior Zoe Bruins, who also has one of those three-pointers. 4 points for Kylie Billingsley, 1 for Peyton Berkey, and 2 points off the bench for Kenley Holstad. And that is it for Salina. For Fort Recovery at halftime, they're being led by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy has a couple of baskets and 3 free throws for 7 points. And after that, it's kind of hard to find scoring. Mara Pearson has a bucket and a free throw for 3 points. Whitley Rammel a basket for 2. Grace Guggenbiller has a bucket for 2. And that's it. Foul problems for Fort Recovery. Well, Whitley Rammel got 2 very quick in that first quarter and had to sit out the rest of the first quarter. Did come back in and was able to stay in the game the rest of the half. Got her 2 points, but does have 2 fouls going into the third quarter. Grace Guggenbiller, though, picked up a 3rd foul there late in the second quarter, so she's in trouble. Nobody else with more than 1 for Fort Recovery. Now for Salina, they've got 3 players with 2 fouls each, and they were able to get all 3 of those off the floor there before the end of the first half, before they could get a 3rd. Taylor Klingshern has 2, Kyra Dirksen has 2, and Kylie Billingsley has 2 fouls as well. So our halftime score is Salina 20 and Fort Recovery 14, and we will return and get set for the third quarter coming up here in just a couple of minutes on Jay Country 101.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, getting set for the third quarter. Our halftime score, Salina 20 and Fort Recovery 14. Recapping the scoring for Fort Recovery, being led right now by Kennedy Mullenkamp. The freshman has 7 points, 3 for Mara Pearson, 2 for Grace Guggenbiller, 2 for Whitley Rammel, and that's it. For Salina, being led by Taylor Klingshern with 7 points. Zoe Bruins has 6, and 4 for Kylie Billingsley. No ties, no lead changes. Salina scored the first 5 points, and the Lady Indians didn't get their first point until a good 4 minutes into the game. And they have been playing catch-up ever since. They've gotten within 2, but that's as close as they've been able to get this evening. And it's been kind of a problem area for them. They get off to slow starts. Now, they usually can finish strong, but the slow starts have really hurt them throughout the season. Now, we'll go to the third quarter here and hopefully see something turn around. Don't forget, tournament action begins next week for Ohio high school girls teams, and the Lady Indians will be playing Waynesfield Goshen in the opening round of their tournament, and that'll be over at Spencerville, and they'll play next Thursday night, February the 17th, and the game will tip off at 7:30. We'll be there for all the action. If they win, likely they would be playing Minster on Saturday the 19th, also over at Spencerville. And so we'll have the action for you here on PG14, J Country 101. 20-14, our score as we get set for the third quarter. Fort Recovery did win the junior varsity game tonight by a final score of 37-26. So congratulations to them. 37-26, and Amalia Jimenez-Martin leading the way with 10 points. Sage Luthold had 6 for Fort Recovery. Well, hopefully they can get it going here in the third quarter. And hopefully Coach Holly Gann's gotten the moves she needed to make for them to be able to do that. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, they'd also like to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the third quarter. They'll lob it down inside to Pearson, puts it up and in. Little backdoor lob down, and she is able to get her second field goal of the night. And it is 20-16. And here's some pressure and a steal. Oh, but stepping out of bounds after making a nice steal from Callie Wendell, stepped on the sidelines. So the ball goes right back to Salina. They will lob it down inside, turning. Berkey gets it out front. They'll get it to Billingsley, and Billingsley will stand out near the top of the key. Now starts to drive, goes to the baseline, can't get around Whitley Rammel. She'll feed it back out in front to Klingshern. Klingshern now takes it over on the far side. Over it goes to Bruins. Bruins can't get a shot away. Out in front, driving inside is Berkey. No shot. Here's a three-pointer, no good by Klingshern. Rebound up now. Oh, my goodness. I think there's the third foul against Whitley Rammel. No. Lucky break there. The foul is called against Grace Guggenbiller, but that is her fourth. So it was either her or Whitley Rammel. They call it against Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets her fourth personal foul. Free throw is up and is good by Klingshern. She's got eight. 21-16 is our score. We're early in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Second one is good. So Klingshern leading score in the game now with nine, and it's 22-16. Indians will get it near side. Mullenkamp in the corner will feed it back out to her. Goes cross court to Callie Wendell. Now it's Samara Pearson who lobs it near side. Mullenkamp goes inside to Rammel. She can't get anything. Inside, here's a shot up, no good. Battle for the ball inside. And who's got it? Finally, it's going to be taken away by Salina. Salina will bring it ahead to Dirksen. Dirksen into the front court. Backs out of there with it. Dirksen gives it over far side to Billingsley. Drives to the baseline. Trying to muscle it up. Oh, that was completely over the backboard. It hit the upright over the backboard. She tried to muscle it up way too much and give the ball right back to Fort Recovery. Don't see that very often. 6:25 to go here in the third period. Salina leads 22-16. Mullenkamp with it on the near side. Gives it far side now to Carly Niekamp. Back out in front to Pearson. Callie Wendell into the corner. Back to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp back out front. Pearson down near side. Oh, knocked away into the backcourt, and that's over and back. She had to bat it to even keep it from going out of bounds, and it went across the 10-second line. So it's a turnover. And the ball goes right back to Salina. It'll be thrown in right in front of the Salina bench by Bruins. Bruins on down into the corner. Berkey knocked away out of bounds. Touch last by Mara Pearson. And Salina will get it from the baseline now. She'll look, get it into the corner to Berkey. Berkey back out in front. It's Billingsley. Billingsley out in front and a foul against Mara Pearson. She went for the steal and made contact instead. That's her second, team second. Back in for Salina is Amelia Lutz. Salina will get it from the baseline. No free throws here. 22-16, Bulldogs lead. They've led the entire game. Here's the inbounds pass, way out in front. Gets it off to Lutz. Lutz stops, bounce pass over to Berkey. Berkey wants to drive. Berkey stopping, near side Lutz. And Lutz can't go inside, brings it back out front, across the way to Dirksen. Dirksen backs her way out, almost to the 10-second line. Ball knocked away, she gets it, and then mishandles it, loses it out of bounds. That was pretty much an unforced error. Gives the ball back to Fort Recovery. Indians need to get some offense going. They trail 22-16. Their defense has been solid tonight. Just the offense has been very hard to find. Pearson goes to Callie Wendell. And now it's to Mullenkamp. Give and go back to Pearson. Pearson shot up. Oh, won't go. Rebound, Rammel up. No, but she's fouled. Rammel was right there on the left side of the glass. And as she went up, you saw a hand hit her arm. And that's the only thing that kept that one from going in. So the foul goes inside, and I think they called that one, let's see, Rammel's free throw is good. Foul was called against Berkey, and that was her second. Whitley Rammel now with 3 points, one more coming. And she can draw the Indians within four again, and does. Four for Rammel, 22-18 your score. Full court pressure from Fort Recovery. Dirksen in the backcourt. Now we'll get it quickly across the timeline. Wendell out in front. Ball nearly knocked away. Is knocked away. Picked away by the Indians. Coming up with it was Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will get it into the corner. Here's Niekamp. Back to Mullenkamp. Near side. It comes over. Niekamp looking in the corner to Callie Wendell. Out in front. Now they go over to Pearson. Pearson whips it near side. A three on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Lose. Picked up by the Indians. Shot up. Good. Put up by Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's a two-point game at 22-20. Now this is as close as Fort Recovery's been since early on. Up the court. Here's a quick jump shot that is... Oh, somehow it rolls in by Amelia Lutz. Her first two to make it 24-20. The Indians trying to, I think, try and pick up the tempo a little bit, and I think it would benefit them from doing that. Far side Pearson. Pearson looks out in front. Over it goes to Carly Niekamp. Down low, they go in the corner to Callie Wendell. Back out front now to Pearson. Pearson, far corner. Niekamp's jump shot is no good. Rebound back up, no. Fight for the rebound. Second one is up and in by Rammel. Whitley Rammel with the putback. She's got six. It's a two-point game again, 24-22. And now timeout called by Salina. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Salina 24 and Fort Recovery 22. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's getting interesting. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
3 minutes, 56 seconds to go, third quarter. It is Salina 24 and Fort Recovery 22. Trying to think in my head, I think this is the fourth time that Fort Recovery's gotten within two, but they've never been able to tie it or get the lead. Full court pressure again by the Indians as they come out of the timeout. And the Bulldogs trying to get it in. They do so to Dirksen deep in the backcourt. Dirksen, their best ball handler, but even she's been having trouble at times tonight. Goes far side with it. Stops over there, almost taken away by Wendell. Gets it across the way over to Klingshern. Klingshern with it at the top of the key. Klingshern looks to drive, goes down the lane. Ball knocked away, picked up by Billingsley. Her shot no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Indians with a chance to tie or take the lead. Here is Callie Wendell. Far side, Whitley Rammel and Wendell. Near side, it goes to Mullenkamp. Give and go down to Callie Rammel. Up and in, tie game! Whitley Rammel, a little alley-oop down to her, and we are tied at 24. First time we've been tied tonight, midway through the third quarter. Up court with it is Amelia Lute. Stolen away again! Mullenkamp with it. Mullenkamp. Now we'll slow it down for the Indians. Mullenkamp gives it out to Rammel. Rammel's going to shoot a three. It wouldn't go. Looked good when she let it fly, but the rebound comes off to Dirksen. Dirksen the other way for Salina. Dirksen over on the right side. Stop, lost the ball, but touched last by Fort Recovery. And for Salina, we will see Bertke, and also back in is Bruins. And we're going to see Carly Niekamp come out for Fort Recovery. Here's the ball out in front. And back in with it as Pearson gets on her. Driving on down is Dirksen to the baseline. Won't take a shot. Gets it to Billingsley. Billingsley whips it across the way. Knocked around. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Indians with a chance to take the lead for the first time. Lead pass near side, Mullenkamp. In the corner it goes to Alexis Wendell. Back out in front, Callie Wendell. Now it's to Pearson. Pearson back to Alexis Wendell. Alexis Wendell to Callie Wendell. Now to Pearson. Pearson over on the far side. Into the corner to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks out in front to Rammel. Rammel gives it near side. Over to Alexis Wendell. Alexis Wendell looking. Back out in front. They'll get it to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp. Indians being very patient. We're tied at 24. Near side, Alexis Wendell looking for movement. Gets it back to Pearson. Now it's Callie Wendell. They try to get it down low. Trapped over in the corner is Mullenkamp. Now gets it out in front. It's Pearson. And right side, Callie Wendell. Now Alexis Wendell in the corner. Alexis Wendell looks to drive. Lost the ball out of bounds. bounced it and lost it as she reached for it. Last little touch, and that will give the ball back to Salina. 24-24 our score here in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Ball knocked away this time. Mullenkamp just slapped it away from Berkey. It's still Salina ball, far sidelines. And it'll be Kyra Dirksen, or Cheka Zoe Bruns will be throwing it in. Looking, and it comes down to Dirksen. Dirksen way out in front with it. Dirksen, left-hand dribble, brings it to the near side. Gets it on back to Bruns. Bruns drives the baseline across the way. They work it out. Here's a shot blocked. I mean, Pearson got all over that one. And then falling down with the ball, picked up by Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp with it over on the far side for Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp looking across the way to Alexis Wendell. Fort Recovery a chance to take the lead again. Callie Wendell, and now Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson, under a minute to go, third quarter. Alexis Wendell in the corner. Alexis Wendell, Callie Wendell, far side Mara Pearson. She'll lob it back to Alexis Wendell. Looking down low to Callie Wendell. Now far side Pearson, and now we've got, an offensive foul, and a legal pick has just been called against Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel gets called for her third personal foul, third team foul. And Rammel's going to come to the sidelines. She's not happy about the call. I don't think Coach Gann is either. But she'll come at least for the end of the quarter. 45.4 seconds to go, third period. Full court pressure applied by Fort Recovery. In the backcourt with it is Bruns. Bruns will bring it into the front court. Bruns out at the top of the circle, having trouble, picks it back up, can't dribble it, looking for help, finally gets it out to Berkey. Berkey looking inside. Berkey with it. Berkey takes it all the way to the far side, down to 25 seconds. Now it's to Bruns. Bruns passed near side to Billingsley. Billingsley lost the ball, scrambled for the ball out of bounds. It's going to go to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery gets it back with 17.7 seconds to go in the quarter. So a chance to maybe get the lead here right at the end of the third period. Big opportunity here. In it comes to Mara Pearson. Pearson, long lead pass on down. Trapped inside. Oh, and a bumping foul. Good call. Two players went up for it. Alexis Wendell came down with it, then was knocked out of bounds by Klingshern. Klingshern gets her third foul, just the second team foul, so no free throws. 11.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Now they'll lob it inside. Oh, pass intercepted by Salina, and then a foul on Fort Recovery. Foul's going to be called against Carly Niekamp. That'll be her second, team's fourth. Still, neither team shooting free throws. 9.2 seconds to go in the quarter. Salina now has it from the far end of the court. The inbounds pass thrown away. It's picked up by Callie Wendell to Niekamp, 10-footer. Good! Carly Niekamp, first points, and puts Fort Recovery ahead at the end of the third quarter. Well, turnover, and finally somebody capitalized, and it was Fort Recovery. At the end of three, it's now Fort Recovery 26, and Salina 24. We've got a good one going here. Don't go away. We're back. Our third quarter has been brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Carly Niekamp's basket with about 3 seconds to go there in the third quarter has given Fort Recovery its first lead of the night, 26-24. The Indians outscored Salina in that third quarter 12-4 and now lead it by two. They have trailed by as many as, eight on the night? But have the lead here going to the fourth quarter. Now, Whitley Rammel still on the bench for Fort Recovery as we start the fourth period after getting her third foul. Out in front with it, here's Salina. Out front with it is Klingshern. Klingshern being guarded closely. Cross it goes over to Dirksen. Now it's to Bruins. Bruins out in front. Nowhere to go with it. Bruins looking to drive. Goes in the lane. Ball knocked loose. Stolen away by the Indians. Quickly up the court is Pearson, and she's fouled. And that foul is going to be against Zoe Bruins, I believe. Yep, it's her first. Just the third team foul against Salina. Indians have it. They're into the court. And it comes out there to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell looking near side to Niekamp and Mullenkamp. And they go far side. Callie Wendell far side to Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson from the wing. Back in front to Callie Wendell. Right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Looking down low. Can't find anybody. But good patience there by Fort Recovery. They lead by two. Here's Callie Wendell. She fakes the shot, now takes the shot, misses the shot. Rebound inside by the Indians. They'll go to the far side. Callie Wendell comes out of there with it. Actually, I think it was Alexis Wendell that got the rebound, but got it out front. Callie Wendell having trouble. Hands it off now out front to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp. It's been a long possession. Near side, it comes over to Pearson. Pearson, and now we got a timeout being called by Fort Recovery. 6 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It is Fort Recovery 26 and Salina 24. We're back after this on J Country 101.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Don't forget, we've got Indiana University basketball coming up here after the ball game tonight. The Hoosiers up in Chicago, well, technically Evanston, Illinois, Chicago suburb, to play Northwestern. Tip-off time set for 9:05, so I don't think we're going to miss much at all. Could have quite a finish here. Fort Recovery with the ball. And it comes to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell out in front. And here's Whitley Rammel back in there with it. She's got the ball. She'll drive. Ball's knocked loose, and it's stolen away by Berkey, who comes away with it. On down, here is Klingshern driving and lost the ball out of bounds. And she knew it as soon as she let go. Bounced it off her own foot out of bounds, and it goes right back to Fort Recovery. Just over 6 minutes to play in regulation. Two-point game here. Mara Pearson takes it down. Collision. Out it comes, though. Here's a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound loose. We got a push. Are they going to call that? They did. They called a very little push against Whitley Rammel, but that is her fourth personal foul. Fifth team foul against Fort Recovery. So Whitley Rammel on senior night has to go sit down. She's laughing. She knew she didn't push much. Trapped in the backcourt, though, is Berkey. Berkey into the front court with it. Berkey looking. Salina trailing by two. Now they go outside to Klingshern and to Dirksen. Ball slapped away and stolen. Picked up by the Indians, and then a foul on Salina. That foul's going to be whistled against Klingshern, and that's her fourth. So the fourth foul against Taylor Klingshern and the fourth team foul against the Bulldogs. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Neither team. We got four team fouls against Salina and five against Fort Recovery. So nobody's shooting free throws yet. May come down to that tonight. Here's a pass to the near side. Goes to Alexis Wendell. She turns. Back out in front. They go to Niekamp. Niekamp. Left side pass over to Mullenkamp. Now it's to Callie Wendell. Goes back over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks to drive. Stops. Near side. Callie Wendell. Nowhere to go. Back over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp. And away from the ball. We got an illegal pick called against Fort Recovery. And that's called against Alexis Wendell. That'll be her second and the team's sixth. The ball goes back to Salina. The defense has really been stifling Salina this entire half. They only scored 4 points in the third quarter and have not scored here in the fourth quarter. Here's a steal out in front. Ball knocked. It's going to be a tie-up, I think, by the time it's all said and done. And it is. And the ball will give it right back to Fort Recovery. Was knocked away by Mullenkamp, and then Callie Wendell jumped on it and tied up the Salina player. And the ball goes right back to the Indians. 5 minutes and change here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery with it, guarding a two-point lead, the only lead they've had all night. Callie Wendell gives it over to Alexis Wendell. Alexis Wendell goes to Mullenkamp. Now near side, Callie Wendell for three. Hit it! The first three of the night for Fort Recovery, and talk about great timing. 29-24 Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell's first points at the other end. A three-pointer bounces over the backboard off the hands of Klingshern. Shot looked good, hit the rim, just simply bounced over the back, and it goes right back to Fort Recovery. Here is Grace Guggenbiller coming back in for Fort Recovery, and she returns with four fouls. Whitley Rammel's on the bench right now with four fouls. But that three-pointer there by Wendell has given the Lady Indians a five-point lead, 29-25. Far side with it. They look out in front. It goes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller looking inside. Near side pass over to Mara Pearson. Pearson down to the baseline. Looking inside, they just called an offensive foul on her. Pearson, and it's one of those I'll just say could have gone either way. That's the team's seventh foul, third personal on Mara Pearson, but she was just pretty headstrong that she was going to go in for it, and there was contact. And yeah, good possibility the defender may have been set. It was close. We have 4:19 to go, 29-24, Fort Recovery leading. Salina now with the basketball. Here is Dirksen quickly into the front court. Dirksen all the way down to the corner, looking for help, gets it out front, over to Klingshern. Klingshern trapped, gives it to Bertke. Bertke takes it to the right wing, cannot get a shot away. She is in trouble, hands it off, back it goes to Dirksen. Dirksen back out in front with it. Dirksen near side, Klingshern driving, puts up a shot, didn't get it, fight for the rebound, put back up and in. And that was Taylor Klingshern who got the putback. She's got 11. And it's a 29-26 ball game. It's only the sixth point for Salina in this entire second half. Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Guggenbiller driving. Shot up and in! Grace Guggenbiller's second basket. 31-26. Fort Recovery leads. 3.5 minutes to go. Don't go anywhere. This is going to go down to the final buzzer. Far side with it is Bertke. Bertke will go far side to Dirksen. Dirksen out front to Billingsley. Now it's near side over to Lutz. Lutz goes down low to Klingshern. Can't do anything. Now Billingsley. Billingsley trying to drive. Kicks it far side over on the wing to Klingshern. Out in front to Bertke. And Bertke will give it to Lutz. Lutz from the top of the key. Can't go anyplace. Under 3 minutes. Near side, it comes back. It goes to Bertke. Bertke, and now what do we got? Oh, my gosh. A pushing off foul called against Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's her first, but the team's eighth, so a 1-1 is coming here for Salina. With 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play, Whitley Rammel's coming back out there with four fouls. And sitting down will be Carly Niekamp. Kinley Holstead back in for Salina. And coming back in is going to be Zoe Bruins. At the free throw line is Peyton Bertke. She has one free throw tonight. That's her only point. And she'll have a 1+1 coming here. 31-26, Fort Recovery by 5. Free throw is no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson comes away with it. Pearson will get it ahead to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp way out in front with it. Mullenkamp gives it to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell looking. Callie Wendell, nobody on her. Puts it on the floor. Goes across the way to Pearson. Out in front to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking inside, being very patient. Now it goes to Guggenbiller. Inside they go to Pearson. Pearson across the way. Knocked loose and stolen. Here is Dirksen all the way down for the layup. And then a timeout called by Salina. Kara Dirksen with her first points of the game. And with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go, it is Fort Recovery 31 and Salina 28. We're back after this on J Country 101.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs, with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Indians get a breakaway layup from Kennedy Mullenkamp, and they extend the lead to 5 at 33-28. Salina with it now. Under 2 minutes to play in regulation. A three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery with it with a five-point lead here in the fourth quarter. And they might play a little keep away for a while. Over to Whitley Ramble. Ramble looks inside. Out in front to Mara Pearson. Minute 35 and counting. Oh, almost thrown away. Guggenbiller catches up to it. She stands out here on the near side. Takes it all the way down into the corner. Turns out to Ramble. Ramble feeds it to Callie Wendell. Now to Mara Pearson. Pearson guarded closely. And a reach-in foul is going to be called against Zoe Bruins. Just her second. And it is just the 15th foul, so no free throws yet. We're down to a minute and 21 seconds to go, and Fort Recovery leads 33-28. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Fort Recovery. So just a minute 21 seconds to go, 33-28 Indians lead. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
A very entertaining game this Tuesday evening here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 33-28 as Fort Recovery leads Salina here on senior night. And the Indians have the ball here out of the timeout. They'll look. They'll get it into Whitley Ramble on the far side. Ramble, plagued by foul trouble much of the night, but she's pretty much vowing to stay in there. Near side, it comes to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell looking inside. Callie out in front to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller stops to Ramble on the right wing. Ramble stands out there with it. Looks to go inside. Now goes back out front to Whitley Ramble. And they go to far side to Callie. Oh, and a foul outside and a foul. And that's going to go against Salina. I think, yeah, foul was on Peyton Burkey, her third and the team's sixth. So it's going to be Fort Recovery ball with just 54.7 seconds to go. Guggenbiller will throw it in. Looking, having trouble, and a five-second call. Yep. Usually if you say looking a third time, and if you have to say it a fourth, it's too late, and it was. Ball goes back to Salina. 33-28, under a minute to play in regulation. Up court with it is Dirksen. Out front, Billingsley. Billingsley looking. They can't waste time. They go down to Klingshern, who drives and misses it. Rebound, a collision, and the rebound comes away to Fort Recovery, having trouble, but they'll get it ahead. On down to Mara Pearson. Pearson loses the ball. It's taken away by Klingshern. Down to 30 seconds. Klingshern. Salina's going to have to score in a hurry. Here's Klingshern looking. Klingshern. She doesn't realize how few seconds there are on the clock. She's passing. They'll go. Here's Billingsley missing a three. Rebounded by Fort Recovery, and then a foul, I think, called. Well, now wait a second. No, we had a foul was called against Mara Pearson. That's her fourth. So she's got four. Guggenbiller's got four, and Whitley Rammel has four. It's a ninth team foul. Clock shows just 16.8 seconds to go, but now Salina's got a chance to score with the clock stopped. So at the line, shooting and missing is Klingshern. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell gets it to Mara Pearson. She dribbles into the front court. Clock winding down and a foul. And that's going to bring about free throws. The foul is on Bruins, her third. Stops the clock with 9.5 seconds to go. But that puts the Lady Indians at the line in a 1-1. And Mara Pearson is at the line, just 5 points tonight, but a chance to get a couple of big free throws here. Pearson's free throw is on the way. It's good. Well, now it takes 2 3-pointers just to tie. And if she hits this one here, it's a three-possession game, no doubt. And that may be too much with only 9.5 seconds. Hit them both. Makes it a 7-point game, 35-28. And now, here's a long three. It's no good. Rebound knocked around and out of bounds. It'll be it's going to be Salina ball with just 2.6 seconds to go. And a timeout's been called by Salina. Now, I don't know what Coach Rustin has over there in the way of a 7-point play. But with just 2.6 seconds to go, I got a feeling Holly Yan's just going to tell her girls, give them a basket. Then the clock's going to run out. 35-28 Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has given up just 8 points in this second half. 4 in the third quarter and just 4 more here in the fourth. In the third quarter, they outscored Salina by 12-4, and in this fourth quarter, they've outscored them 9-4, and thus lead by a score of 35-28 with just 2.6 seconds to play in regulation. Like I say, I've never seen a 7-point play in basketball before. I don't know if I could imagine how they could work one up or not. But if I'm the Indians, I may just go to the other end of the court. Stand away, give them the basket. It's meaningless because the Indians have a 7-point lead. But Salina will throw it in with 2.6 seconds to play. Dirksen will throw it in. Looks, will give it to Billingsley, who fires, and it's in and out, and that's the ball game. So the Fort Recovery Indians start slow but finish strong. And on senior night, all the seniors and all the Indian fans are smiling. Your final score tonight, Fort Recovery 35 and Salina by a score of 35-28. So with the win tonight, Fort Recovery improves to 6-16 on the year, and Salina falls to 4-14. We're back in a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where tonight the home crowd leaves happy, especially on senior night. Didn't start off that way, but the Lady Indians pull out a 35-28 victory over the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Salina scored the first 5 points of the game, led 11-7 at the end of the first quarter, led by six at halftime at 20-14. And then in the third quarter, the defense led to some offense for Fort Recovery, and the defense was stifling in the second half as the Indians gave up only 8 total points in the second half, 4 each in the third and the fourth quarter, and they come away with the victory. And we'll get the headphone over here as Holly Gann comes up here. And Coach, they say defense will win you a lot of games, and some second half defense kind of got you this win tonight.
Yep, I would say that.
When you only give up 8 points the second half, that usually wins you games.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, you're good? All right. So, yeah, no, the girls definitely knew that. We came out a little slow to get started, and obviously Witt and Grace got in some foul trouble there, and we just have to make some adjustments, and obviously working hard and being aggressive and doing those foundational things is what we knew we were going to have to do in order to be able to win the game today. So we made some adjustments at halftime and just kind of went through emphasizing those key points that we felt like we needed to do to win. And obviously this group of girls over the last 2 weeks really have been able to figure it out. So we're definitely on the upward swing. We're getting a lot more out of a lot more players, and everybody's getting good touches and take care in the ball and doing great things. So, I mean, at this point in the season, that's exactly what you want to see.
Key play to me in the game was there in the fourth quarter when you hadn't hit a three all night.
Yeah, Callie.
But then Callie hits one, and that just spaced it from about a two-point game to five.
You know, even though it's 1 point, that three-pointer just seems, you know, besides it being one more point than a natural basket, it just provides energy. I mean, and so you're right. Those kind of three-pointers are just good transitional moments in a basketball game that kind of get you that extra energy level and that extra spark to be able to push it to the next level. And so we were able to finish today. And like I said, I'm liking where we're at, where we're headed in the tournament time.
Whitley Rammel, I thought, played smart in the second half. She knew there was a couple of calls. Yeah, they were a little touchy maybe. But instead of getting mad and just maybe doing something she shouldn't, she played smart.
You know, and I've had the pleasure to be around Witt for 3 years now. And I love, and Grace too. We'll talk about Witt here. But, you know, she's just a kiddo that has just worked her tail off from the start. You know, it's the things I liked about her in track when I saw her there, and the things that, you know, puts her on this basketball court and is exactly who she is. She is a kid that can compete. She works hard. She loves the game. She'll never tell you that. She'll never tell me she likes basketball, but I'm telling her she's still out here, so she kind of has to like it a little bit. And so she has grown into be this basketball player, and she'll never ever admit it, but I know, you know, maybe she'll hear this and she's gonna chuckle when I say that, but you know, she's hitting free throws, she's rebounding, she's playing smart when she knows she's got three fouls, and she's doing it because she personally wants to, and she does it for her teammates, she does it for her coaches, she does it for her family. And so it's a great night tonight for Witt to be able to play her last game here at Fort. And you know, and our other senior tonight is Grace, and Grace is the same way. I've known Grace for 3 years. Grace is a hard-nosed kid that works hard, and she's a great shooter, and she hasn't been shooting as well as I know she can, and but she keeps at it. She's rebounding. She's hustling. She does a lot of things on the floor that I don't think people always see. She's really smart defensively as far as who she's guarding and where she needs to be down low, especially with helping out on some of the big girls and positioning and helping her teammates just point directions and guide them, and the girls really, really look up to Grace. And I just think those things are, you know, seniors are always special, but I feel pretty good about the two I have.
Yeah, so. And those two played so smart. Both got in foul trouble, but both able to finish the game.
Yeah, they were thinking they were going to have a senior foul out. So, but that didn't happen. They both stayed in, and they did a real nice job for us. And like I said, as a coach heading into tournament time next week, I'm feeling really good about our last five or six games. So,
what are the things you're going to have to work on between now and next week when you start playing in the tournament?
Obviously, our hard work and aggression is obviously part of the success. So it's allowing us to make more mistakes just because we are getting back on the back end of things. So for us to be able to continue moving forward and you know, work on Thursday, but to go into sectional finals and move on, we have to use that work hard and aggression and take games like this to learn and grow from them. So our first quarters have got to be better. Now, if you would have said that, asked me a month ago, I would have said it had to be the third and the fourth. So we're just kind of adjusting a little bit. But even good teams like Minster last night, you know, they got down. We were down by 12, 14 at a time, and we just started chiseling at it. Tried to chisel, focus on some things that we can control, and took that one game at a time, and the girls worked together on and off the court to be able to make that happen for us. So,
all in all, a good night for everyone on senior night.
And it's a great night in at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Well, congratulations, Coach, and good luck in the tournament next week. And we'll be there to follow it, and it ought to be fun.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. That's head coach Holly Gann of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They win tonight by a final score of 35-28 over Salina. Looking at the scoring, first off, for the Lady Bulldogs, they fall to 4-14. They were led by Taylor Klingshern. She finished with 11 points. Zoe Bruins had six. 4 points for Kylie Billingsley, one for Peyton Berkey, two for Kyra Dirksen, two for Amelia Lutz, and two for Kinley Holstad. For Fort Recovery, their only player in double figures tonight was Kennedy Mullenkamp. The freshman led the team with 11 points and some timely shots, but some big points coming late from Whitley Rammel. She only had two at halftime, but got six in that third quarter when the Lady Indians came back to eventually take the lead, and they never relinquished it once they finally got it. But Whitley played through foul trouble, finished with 8 points and a bunch of rebounds. Mara Pearson had 7 points, 4 points for the other senior, Grace Guggenbiller, also 3 points. The only three-pointer of the night for Fort Recovery from Callie Wendell, and that was kind of a game-changer because it went from one possession to two, and that gave Fort Recovery the cushion they needed with that three-point basket. Carly Niekamp had a bucket for 2 points, and the only other player to get in was Alexis Wendell. She did not score. But we had just one tie, one lead change, and Fort Recovery comes up with the win tonight by a score of 35-28. They also win the junior varsity game by a final score of 37-26. So it's on to the tournament now for the Lady Indians, and they will be 6-16 as they start tournament play next Thursday night, and that'll be against Waynesfield Goshen at Spencerville. And that game next Thursday night tips off at 7:30, and if they win, they would likely be playing Minster again. So that will be interesting. We'll be following the Lady Indians down the tournament trail starting next week. Our thanks to the folks here on Senior Night from Fort Recovery. Great to work with these folks again. And we thank you for joining us, and thanks to Eric Catterly back at the studio for all his good work as well. Final score again tonight was Fort Recovery 35 and Salina 28. Senior Night, and the seniors are very happy as they play their last home game here. 35-28, the final score. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.